Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Fighting Words.
Fighting Words is brought to you each and every night of the week in grateful appreciation to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces and the men and women of Police and Fire Services by Dr. Kathleen Carroll, your board-certified psychiatrist in private practice since 2003. Dr. Carroll previously was the Director of Medicine at the Bay Pines VA Hospital and the Bay Pines VA Medical Center. If you're having any problems in life, if you're having any problems at all, give her a call at 1-813-689-2466. And she's at in Bloomingdale Psychiatric Associates in Bloomingdale, Florida. So, Frank, I know you're on, and Dr. Chris is on. It's, Chris, what'd you think of the fight last week?
Heard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heard he got the hell beat out of him.
Yes,
that
he did.
That guy stayed right with him. I think when he moved up in weight, he can't overpower anybody anymore. And the guy kept his hands and his elbows inside and kept hit him with short uppercuts and short hooks. And the guy looked great, the opponent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw the mother and father. They were doing a family show on Herd. He was acting like he's never going to be beaten again. He said, oh, well, we got this one, then we'll do this one. Well, he was looking past this guy. I don't think he gave him too much. And I think he looked right past him, and the guy surprised the hell out of him. He beat him. He beat him by staying inside, and you know, beating him to the punch. So it was a good fight, a great fight, actually.
Yeah, yeah. But the problem was, it looked like, you know, he really couldn't get himself started. He likes that inside stuff. He couldn't get inside because every time he went inside, he was getting knocked around. It looked like he tried to dance. At one point, I sent a text to the guys asking them if he was dancing or fighting.
Well, you know, he's not that great an inside fighter, but he does like to lean on you and use his weight, bully you around. But this guy was waiting for him, and I watched him. His elbows were right against his body the whole night, and his hands were in tight, and he threw short hooks, short uppercuts. The guy was a sucker for uppercuts. Oh, my God. He got hit on the chin about 90 times and then followed it up with a short hook. Boom, 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 boom. The guy really had a great game plan. The guy, what was his name?
Walla.
Yeah. He had a great game plan. So, anyway, I really enjoyed the fight. Matter of fact, I watched it twice. It comes on that PBC channel. And I still did not see the rerun of Canelo and the other guy from New York.
Danny Jacobs.
I didn't see a rerun of that yet. It hasn't been on.
Yeah, they had he had a pretty good fight. I mean, he changed his style completely to take him on, and he even though he had reach opponent and a overweight opponent compared to himself, that weight or the reach didn't help him at all. Canelo went right at
him. I'm glad of that, because I was listening to Max Kellerman, and he said that Canelo's changed his style a little bit, like you just said, and outboxed him all the way. Said outscored him. I didn't hear the decision, or I didn't see the fight, so I don't know, but I still to see it again.
He outscored him on every round. Everything. He was using the body a lot. He had worked the ropes really well and went right at him.
That's unusual. I didn't think he'd fight like that against that guy, big as he was.
Yeah.
They got to rerun it sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
I'll catch it. I'll catch it.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing I got that's been annoying the hell out of me is I'm tired of listening to Deontay mouthing off. He's getting a little bit crazy.
Yeah. I didn't know what the hell was going on there this week with him.
He's acting like a nut. The minute he knocked Tyson Fury down, he crossed his throat. He just can't wait to be the baddest guy on the planet, you know? And he's even talking
he's
a little
out
bit
tonight.
Crazy. Like,
he's going to fight out tonight because he's got what's her name?
Ortiz? Brazil.
Brazil. He's got Brazil tonight.
Yeah, Brazil's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When anybody's Deontay's size has got a good jab, it nullifies his jab, and he doesn't get off good with the right hand because he kind of slings that right hand. He doesn't hit straight out like the classic right hand puncher. He kind of slings it, but he throws a left hook behind it, which you know is effective. But I think he's been too much. Lately. I mean, every show, all he does is irritate you. He talks like a smartass anymore. So I'm getting to dislike him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he discredits everybody. He discredits these other opponents. So we'll see. Well, Brazil's not the greatest guy in the world, but he is big, and he's a big guy, and he can give you a hard time for 6, 7, 8 rounds maybe. But maybe the whole way. Maybe he'll go the whole way tonight. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Could be. Yeah.
He might have learned something last fight.
That could be. That's something that that he seems to
be very adept at, of picking up on other fighters.
I don't think he trains as well as he should, I don't think he's ready a lot of times. What do you think, Frank?
Wilder is talking a big game. That's kind of to be expected. I mean, Mike Tyson used to say more coarse things. I think there's going to be two big guys slugging it out. Wilder, if he gets cocky, is going to get caught. Of his 21 fights, he's got, Brazil has 18 knockouts. So you're talking about two guys that punch very, very heavy. Brazil has fought some good – I mean, he lost to Anthony Joshua. That's his only loss with TKO. But he, has fought Molina. He's fought Negron. So he's not ducking anybody. I think he's a little green for this fight, but I think it's a fight that is his. If Wilder doesn't stay on top of his game.
I think Wilder really, really wants to consolidate. He thinks he's better than every other heavyweight in the world, but there's nothing wrong with that. But eventually, he and he's saying that Joshua avoids him and has been avoiding him, and he can't make the fight.
Right.
Well, somebody wants too much money when that happens. And I'm wondering who that is. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gets to be to the point where there's so much money, it almost doesn't make any difference. You know? Just get the fight on. So I'd like to see that as an end result. Of course, Tyson Fury's out there waiting for a rematch with him. So, that'd be a good fight, too. He doesn't have to fight the Englishman right away. He can wait a while.
Fury, yes. Right.
So let's see what Tyson Fury and him do, see what they do again. Because if they fight again, he's not coming over here. He's going to fight in England.
Right.
I don't think he'll come here anymore. The more money and got a better chance.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, Tyson Fury is just one psychic, one fracture of his psyche away from being locked up. So... I'm not sure how much longer that guy is even going to fight. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we'll see. When does Ortiz fight Joshua?
In about 3 weeks.
That's not long. I can wait for that one. I'll tell you, there's a lot of great fighters in that welterweight and light welterweight division, and there's a lot of good fights to be made in that, 154-pound category and so forth. A lot of good fighters. They're coming from all over the world now. Mexico, the Puerto Rico, Russia. That was a good fight on the other night, preliminary. A left-handed guy fought the guy from Puerto Rico. They had a battle. That was a damn war.
So Joshua,
I enjoy the reruns.
The Joshua Ruiz fight is the first of June.
First of June. Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah. The Chris Algieri's fighting on that night too. He's coming back in.
against Tommy Coyle. What do you think of that?
Who'd you say?
Algieri. He hasn't fought in months,
God,
but he's coming back in. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do anything. He came in there, surprised everybody, because he was a kickboxer. Isn't that the guy was a kickboxer, too, before he started fighting? And then he was a phys ed guy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's improved that much. I don't think he was ever that great anyway to start with. But, you know, he deserves a chance to come back, maybe show himself, see what he's got. I enjoyed his fights when I did see him. I mean, he's in there to fight. But I think he was, what's that, about 3 or 4 years ago, he held the title for a short while, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let him come back. He was young then. I know he was a kickboxer when he started out. And he surprised, was it Matisse?
Matisse,
who did he beat? Mm-hmm. Poor Matisse. Matisse was just, he couldn't move up another division, too short, you know? Just couldn't do it. Too short, not that, he just lost his effectiveness. And I think he got tired of all those really hard fights. He had a lot of hard fights, that guy. He never fought an easy fight. So I think he just got tired and backed the hell out. Go back and, he's an Argentinian. They go down there and get a little farm. They can live forever on nothing down there. So I think he's in the right place now. Because he was getting hit a lot and he was changing his style. I was glad he retired. I thought he was ready. When he moved up to 47, he wasn't as effective at all as he was at 40. So, just like that Russian guy from from Siberia.
Yeah, you're.
What the hell was his name? He got tired of fighting. Every time he fought, he fought a killer.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh?
He got tired of fighting too. I think he still lives in the country. I don't think he ever went back there. But who the hell would want to go back there? But what was his name? I can't remember his Russian name.
He has
the features that from that one province of Russia. Where they looked like Mongols. Remember the Mongols? Mm-hmm. They had that slanty-eyed look. He had that look to him, you know? Mm-hmm. But he was a rough son of a gun. He was tough. And I enjoyed his short career. But, I'm anxious to see Wilder get dumped on his rear end. He's too big a smartass. I don't think it's an act either. I think it's really him. I don't think he's just trying to drum up the gate. I think he's just a wise guy to start with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. He'll be fighting Fury again because the other guy already has a fill-in match, Joshua. So, you know, he's going to have to wait his turn. He's going to have to wait his turn. He'll have to go to England to get the money. I don't think Ortiz will be a big payday for him.
No.
I don't think he's that big
our
a draw.
Our fans were able to hear from us over a month ago about a pending fight of two of my favorite fighters. We got coming up in July, we have Keith Thurman versus Manny Pacquiao, which should be one hell of a fight. The way Manny's been fighting lately, you know, I know that Keith is I talked to Keith. This is Saturday. I talked to Keith on Tuesday. And he's ready, mentally and physically. He's ready.
Oh yeah, I think he's catching Manny at the right time too, at the end of his career. I think he stands a good chance of putting Pacquiao away, because Pacquiao charges into him. He doesn't, you know, he like almost runs in. He gets caught with a good right hand running in. It's all over for him.
Sure.
So. How long can that guy get away with it? I don't understand. How the hell he could just amaze me. a small bone man with, you know, the bone structure of a 118 pounder fighting these big, strong, damn welterweights. That amazes me.
Yeah.
He defies logic, that guy. You never know what he's going to do. You know.
Yeah, well,
I don't think he was
9 years old. He started boxing.
Yeah, I remember seeing him at 118. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. But I've been wrong 1,000 times on him. I always been against him because I think there's too much weight, and I'm wrong every time. I ought to learn my damn lesson. Shut up.
I also think that Pacquiao looked at it after Thurman's fight with Lopez, which he didn't look great at. He didn't look commanding at. But, you know, he was coming off a layoff, too. But, you know, and it's also whoever wins that fight is going to end up fighting the Errol Spence Jr., Sean Porter winner.
Sean Porter is going to fight Errol Spence?
Yeah.
When's that match? I think he's going to get his rear end kicked.
Yeah.
But Porter just don't have the size or the speed, and he's not going to be able to bull his way in. His weight and strength is not going to mean anything to Spence. That'd be a good fight, though. Be a good fight. And eventually, Spence is going to move into that 154 category.
Right.
Because he's a young boy just growing. He's got room for another 7-8 pounds. So, but he's a good guy to watch. He's a good fighter. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds good. Got a lot of good fights. So who's on tonight? You say Brazil and
Wilder.
And Wilder tonight, huh? I'll make sure I get back in time. I gotta go eat. My wife is still at that shower. I go feed the cat. I got a cat I feed every day. We're trying to move him out here. We can't catch him. He's too damn smart. He sleeps under the house down there. And we sold the house, and the cat lives underneath the house. And he's been there 9 years living underneath the house. And he comes out and he likes to be petted. He plays. He's a great cat. He's crippled, and he can't run away from dogs. So. He doesn't, you know, get out there too far where he's vulnerable, because a crazy neighbor just bought a young pit bull who's nuts, and he bites everybody. So that cat's smart. He won't even eat with his back to that one house that has all his dogs. He wants to sit the other way, make sure he can. He's looking, you know, looking around to see who's out there. So I got a nice cat box for him. That's a new thing now, feral cats. And we also got two dens of foxes out here. We got five and four and one den, three and another. They're a little tiny thing. They look like they play like puppies. But there's not enough food for them around here. I've seen one rabbit in 10 years around here. The foxes never give them a chance, and they have a hard time, you know, surviving. Where the hell are you going to get enough food for 6 or 7 new foxes, you know. So, anyway, has nothing to do with boxing. Just a good time. So, who's on the undercard? Sometimes the undercard steals a show.
You know, I don't have my paper in front of me. I'm out on the road. I don't have my paper in front of me.
That's all right. We'll find out when it comes on.
It's on Fox.
What channel is it on, Frank? Oh, Fox?
Fox Sports, yeah.
Okay.
FX1.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a golf tournament today. Hell of a golf tournament today. Koepka's playing fantastic. Played a bit. There's a guy that defies all logic. He lifts weights, heavy weights, and usually they used to make you muscle bound where you had no you had no coordination. This guy's as limber as a 126-pounder. Christ, he's murdering the ball. He's running away with the tournament. You know, it's a great tournament. I watched most of it all day long. Once the damn majors get on, I have a hard time getting away from them. My AFib is kicking up bad. I'm going to two new doctors this week. I'm going to find somebody that wants to cure me instead of just seeing me once every 6 months for 2 minutes. And then, you know, tell me, just put up with this. You can't have this. You can't have that. You're too old for this. You're too old for that. Oh, Jesus Christ. I get tired of hearing that. So,
sure. Hey, what do you think of David Allen and David Price coming July 1st?
I'm not real familiar with them. I mean, have they fought recently?
Price hasn't. He's been on a layoff. He had a pretty bad loss last year, and he's been off about, I'd say, 13, 14 months.
Wow, that's why I haven't heard him.
Yeah. And Allen is a young upstart that has about 14 fights under him and hasn't lost many of them. Any of them.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be – I think that'll be a – it's the old man against the young kid, and it's going to be a real – test for Price. Yeah.
I haven't seen him for a while. I'm trying to remember the last fight that he had I don't remember it.
Yeah.
There's so many guys fighting, there's so many titles. You can't remember them all, you know?
Sure.
Every week there's a new guy that's 13-0, 14-0. And they're fighting for the title at 14 fights.
Right.
You know? Years ago, 14 fights, you got a six-rounder at the Cambria, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
For about $100. Now they're champions, which is great, They're all making money, and there's boxing's coming back now. The PBC show is on often. Mm-hmm. They do the reruns. Max Kellerman's got a special show. Even this morning... they were talking about the fights on the two guys that have been around forever that criticize sports. They go down 1 through 10. The guy that used to do Monday Night Football, what was his name? Really good talent, a lot of talent. Anyway, they were talking about fights for about 20 minutes this morning about Deontay Wilder. And is this an act or is he just a wise guy? And Tilbon, he picked up for him, and the other guy, he didn't pick up for him. He didn't like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they were mentioning Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson just did an interview, pretty long interview, and he's turning his life in a different direction. He said he's no longer a monster he once was. And
that's good.
He said he looks like he's 100. He's all gray now. His beard's gray. Mm. Them tattoos are all under. He looks like hell. It's a shame. But he makes me laugh. Yeah, I'm not the same Mike Tyson. He said it takes a special neighborhood and a special environment to create somebody like that. He said, I'm not going to let my kids ever live in that kind of environment. He's got a new wife, a couple of young kids. Sounded very, very impressive. Very impressive. I like to hear him talk like that. But I couldn't stop laughing because I'm not used to seeing Mike Tyson all gray. He's not that old.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's all gray, running with beard, crazy looking damn tattoos on the side of his head. And gray mixed in with it. He really is aging fast. But I never get tired of that guy. He's so he's such an interesting guy. He said, "Now I grew up like an animal. And he said, you know, I don't want that for my children. He said, there's nothing I can do about my past, you know, but what you saw in the past is not me. Now, he goes, now. So,
right.
The guy got a kick out of it.
You were talking a few minutes ago about title fights. Canelo Alvarez just fought, and he's been told that he has to fight again in July for his title again.
What he's going to tell them, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know what De La Hoya is going to tell them, you know? I don't think they're going to lose any sleep over that decision.
No.
How many times they want him to fight?
Well, they want
to
fight.
Jose Suleiman, he'll put his hand out, and that'll be the end of that. They put some green bucks in his hand, it's all over. That's the end of that. I think he must be broken. He's mouthing off just to get get some money. Because, still charges a hefty amount to put on a title bout. He makes a lot of money, that guy.
Sure.
He used to charge Don King kept him rolling money for years because he'd rig the rankings, make an opponent look good, you know?
Right.
And, I'm trying to remember was that the WBC? I think it was the World WBC. I forget.
WBC.
Yeah, I think it was.
Hey, Frank, are you there? Frankie? Hey, let's be with the baby. We have a couple guys that are joining us next week that are going to be doing the MMA, and one of them is a fighter, former fighter, MMA fighter, who's going to be joining us. And the other one, of course, is Armstead Caliber. He's a great MMA historian, I guess you would call him.
Well, those poor guys, they really get hosed. I don't think they get the proper amount of money. And all those reruns, you're watching, you look at the fight, and it's 6 years ago, you think it's tonight. And, you forgot. I can't remember. There's been so many title changes, so many weight categories. They rerun them forever, and I don't know if those guys get royalties. Well, I got a funny feeling they're getting hosed. And when they fight, they can't fight often because even when they win, they get beat up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they get elbowed in the face, broken nose. It takes a long time to repair that.
Sure.
I really think they're talking about controlling boxing. I think they got to get in there and help those guys out a little bit. And because it's getting crazy. They got to stop the use of the elbows when you're defenseless. Smashing the elbow in your face, you know? And your nose is ruined for about a year. So they got to stop that crap.
I'm glad you said that because there was a thing in boxing news this week that they are looking at making changes because there was two girls that were in the octagon last week, and the one girl almost died. She got beat up so bad. So they were somebody must have gone
to
them.
Well, women they aren't made for that sport anyway, but they do get in there.
No.
And they get beat up. And there's a lot of mismatches. And some of the women are like men, and the other ones, get killed. You know?
Sure.
That cyborg, she's a man. You know? Holy Christ. And they got to clean that up. That set boxing back. All these things you see there 100 years ago were banned from boxing. You know, you weren't allowed to use the elbows. You weren't allowed to kick. You weren't allowed to do any of that. You weren't allowed to – no biting. They were rules, prior to the Marquess of Queensbury. I mean, they knock you down. They stand right on top of you. You get the one knee. They punch you on the side of the head and mangle your face. That's not fair if you're going to try to make a career. Most of those guys are older when they get a career shot. By the time you learn how to kick and defend against all of those different styles, you're 27, 28 years old, you know?
Sure.
Because it takes time to learn all that. So I think it's getting so popular, so much of it on TV, that they're gonna have to step in. Television should step in and
sure.
say do something about it. You know?
Sure.
So anyway. But it would be interesting to have a guy on because it's closely related. The sports are closely related. The guys are getting to be better boxers. They are getting to be better boxers. But those little gloves, man, when you get hit with one of them, like a damn sledgehammer. They hurt like a son of a bitch. I got hit once with them. They're nasty. You know, they got hit on the side of the damn head and it felt like a rock, you know. they protect the hand, and when you make a fist with those damn gloves, they get real hard. You know what I mean? So you could take a Life magazine and put it over your elbow. You can make a weapon out of it.
Yeah.
That's what Rabbit Lindsay used to do in Hook. He put Life magazine on his elbows, wrap them with tape, and an elbow in his face felt like a damn hammer. You know? I used to watch him. Rabbit, what the hell are you doing? You know, he said, you got to use these elbows. He said, I'm not a big guy, he goes. You know? What a character. But anyway, let's see.
Just let me ask you about Jamal Charlo. He's got a fight with Tony Harrison on the 23rd of June. And the reason I'm asking you about that was that I just found out again this week that the kid we had on, Malik Teal, is going to have the undercard on that.
Good.
Yeah.
Which Charlo is? There's Jamal and Jamil, right? Jamal's the bigger one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a damn good puncher, that guy, and I think he can take a shot. And he's going to move into the middleweights, and he's going to have to be dealt with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty damn good fighter, that guy. He's for real too. So, you know, I like him. I mean, he's tough. I haven't seen anybody yet could stand up to him, you know. So, we'll see what happens. Now, the other guy, he's a better boxer, but he's just not the big puncher like the other brother is, you know.
Right.
But, I like Charlo. I like the Jamal. I like the other one, too, actually. Hey, I saw David Lemieux get his rear end kick.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Joe Saunders just beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
You know? Billy Joe Saunders is a big guy.
He's
a middleweight.
Yeah.
He's not going to make middleweight anymore. He's 165 or better.
And
he was big, and he gave Lemieux a pounding. And I didn't think anybody that weight could do it, but he gave him a whipping, man. And I'll box him. Oh, God. Lemieux's about it done now. I don't think he's going to fight much more. He can't beat Canelo. He can't beat the other guy. And he can't fight at 165. He's only about 5'9". Those guys are too big for him. So, I think, much as I like to see him fight, he is a tough guy. But, you know, he's in a bad spot now. He's been beaten too many times. Billy Joe was just outclassed him all the way.
Mm-hmm.
He outclassed him like that guy that was undefeated from Wales. Remember that guy that was from Wales? He actually was Italian living in Wales. What the hell was his name? He's the one that...
Joe Krasnicki?
Kalzagi. His father was a hairdresser. Father was a hairdresser. Go ahead. I'll tell you what. They made a hell of a combination. He never was beaten. He retired undefeated. And he fought everybody. He fought everybody. Lacey, he gave Lacey the worst mental beating I've ever seen anybody get. Not only was it physical, it was mental. Guy was never right after that. Just and Doc Skinner's from Wales. He calls every once a week about the fights. He called yesterday to find out who won the Canelo fight. He said he didn't hear anything out there. You know. He lives in Tucson. He's outside of Tucson, near the Indian reservation. But we speak all the time. He's pretty active. He still goes. He goes elk hunting with his sons. They're all up they're all working for the Park Service. They're park, you know. And his kids call him up, and they go elk hunting and whatnot. And Donald goes right along with him. He's 86 now.
Wow.
He's getting up there.
Yeah.
So
he was a heck of a vet, though.
Yeah, he was a good vet. He was a good he operated on my dog, took a massive tumor out of his stomach. Dog lived about 7 more years. My dog, I think it was the water out of the creek coming from Concord. Because the same thing happened to my neighbor's dog. They all died earlier. There was too much contamination coming down from the poison coming down out of the golf course during the rain, you know? And the girl had a big lawsuit prepared, and then she said to hell with it. She moved to Colorado. her husband got burnt real bad in an accident, and she kind of left him and then moved to Colorado. She's been out there ever since. But she had a law case you wouldn't believe. And she had, you know, the overuse of chemicals, really, is what it was. And she was right. She did research from every city in the country. Well, she had 200-300 pages of research, you know, and then she just finally just said, you know what, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to move. Once her mother and father passed away, she moved. It's still there. The creek's still contaminated. But they don't use chemicals like they did. They're getting away from it. They're stopping it. Away from it.
Did you happen to notice that Triple G changed his trainer now?
Yeah, he did. You know what? I don't think it's going to hurt him either. Because he stopped body punching, and he stopped. He changed his new style that with no body punching, everything to the head. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. And I think that time for a new trainer. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't see. I like to see if he brings it back as a body punch. Whatever happened to that great left hook to the body? He stopped throwing it. I mean, nobody could stand up to that, and all of a sudden he quits throwing it.
Right.
Now he's a headhunter. So
yeah.
I don't think it's going to hurt him, Frank. I think it'll help.
Yeah.
Where's Zito tonight? Taking a night off?
I don't know. Frankie's running the board from home, and I'm out on the road. I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything from Zito.
Yeah, those guys didn't call in.
Oh, you know what it is? Zito's son graduates from college today.
Wow.
I forgot all about that. Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
Where did he graduate from?
Son, his oldest son.
But where?
Yeah,
where did he graduate from?
From
college?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
There's so many colleges down there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of colleges down there around Columbia.
He's a pretty smart young man and very polished. He has a job. He did an internship with the mayor's office in Greensburg, and it looks like he got a job there.
Great. That's great.
Yep.
Great state. It's a great state to live in. North Carolina is a great state.
Yep.
I was in South Carolina 2 years. North Carolina, great state. Mm-hmm. They got everything. They got water. They got beaches. They got golf. They got all kinds of fishing, all kinds of hunting, quail hunting. And that's just a very active state. You got the mountains. Mm-hmm. You got the plains in the middle. Then you got the coast. It's a beautiful, beautiful state. And they're coming along great. They're number one every year in the nation for new jobs. Every year.
For
a new job. Plants are moving down there like crazy because they can find housing for the people.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to drive like you do into New York. 10 miles outside of town, you buy up 4 or 5 farms, you can house 4 or 5 thousand people. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing. So, great state.
Well, Chris, we've come to the end of our hour here, and I appreciate everything you coming on and giving me a hand here, and we'll look forward to next week.
We'll have something to talk about. My wife just walked in the door. All right, Frank, take care. Say hello to everybody. Right. Bye-bye now.
Okay, you do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, these programs are brought to you each and every night of the week. Grateful appreciation to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces and the men and women of Police and Fire Services. When you're out there, please let them know that you know that they're there. A handshake, a wink, or anything you want to do is greatly appreciated by every man and woman in uniform. These are very tough times, both domestically and foreign. These programs are also dedicated to those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Deputy Robert Anthony Carroll, Patrolman David Curtis, Patrolman Jeffrey Culcap, Sergeant Rodney Bridges, and all the men and women of the armed forces that have lost their lives, to the parents of those, we sincerely thank you for the sacrifices that you've given us. I'm going to say thank you, Frank, for helping me out here tonight, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Dad, I've got to start the song.
Say what?
Shem Alekma Yelama Shem Ahezahilma Son Hashem Nevoratfet Hakuig Again Mayelma
and length of days. Yeah.